Good afternoon, everyone. My presentation topic is characteristics and mechanisms of chromium 6 removal by biochar from sugar beet tillion. I will present my study in these four aspects. First, I will go to the introduction part. Chromium is one of the most toxic heavy metals in the environment. It mainly exists as chromium 6 and chromium 3. And
the
chromium. Chromium 6 is more toxic and soluble than chromium 3. The chromium concentration in the wastewater and the contaminated soil is higher than the regulation level. So it's necessary to remove it from the wastewater and the soils, especially for the chromium 6. Biochar is also called black carbon. It's produced from the carbon-rich biomass and at the same time produce bioenergy. From this table, we can see biochars provide great affinities for heavy metals like lead, cadmium, and arsenic. So biochar is also possible to be very effective for chromium 6 removal. The material we used to produce biochar is sugar beet tillion. It's a byproduct from the sugar plant and consists of small beets, broken or damaged beets, soil, and other materials. It's usually disposed in landfills or land applied on the nearby farmland, so it's just a low-cost material to produce biochar. The sugar beet tillion biochar is produced in Marfong furnace with nitrogen input to remove oxygen at 300 degrees Celsius. The biochar characteristics are measured. The point zero charge of this biochar is 7.32, and the BET surface area is 137 with respect to carbon dioxide and 0.2 with respect to nitrogen. The surface characteristics of the biochar is analyzed by SEM EDS. The chromium 6 removal experiment is conducted to determine the equilibrium time, the sorption capacity, and also to test the influence of pH and biochar content. In order to check the chromium speciation loaded on the biochar, the desorption experiment and XPS analysis are conducted. FTIR analysis is applied to identify the function groups involved in chromium 6 removal. The chromium concentration is analyzed by the spectrophotometer method. It's a widely used method for chromium analysis. Here are the scanning electron micrographs of the native biochar and the chromium loaded biochar. From these two figures, we can see that after reacting with chromium 6, the surface of the biochar has some changes. It lost some small particles. It's because part of the biochar is soluble in the water, especially at low pH. The EDS spectrum also shows significant changes. First, there is a big peak of chromium on the chromium-loaded biochar. It means that this biochar is effective for chromium 6 removal. And the peaks of magnesium, calcium, and potassium decrease a lot. It's also because that part of the biochar is soluble in the water. The kinetic study figure shows that after 16 hours, the kinetic study will reach equilibrium, and the kinetic process can be divided into two stages. The first stage is an early stage. Within the first 4 hours, almost 80% of the chromium 6 is removed, and then followed a slow stage, removed the other 20%. And from this figure, we can see after 24 hours, there is almost no chromium 6 in the solution. All is chromium 3. It means that reduction is involved in chromium 6 removal. This connect data fits very well with the pseudo second order model. The good fit of the data to this model implies that the chromium 6 removal by sugar beet tailing biochar is closer to chemist's option. For example, like the appearance of new speciation. In our study, chromium 3 is identified in the solution. It's just in this case. The Langmuir and Flindlici model are applied to the isotherm data. The Langmuir model provides a slightly better fit, and the maximum sorption capacity calculated from this model is 123 mg per gram. So the sugar beet tailing biochar is very effective for chromium 6 removal. The influence of pH and biochar content are also tested. From these two figures, we can see that the chromium 6 removal is preferred at low pH and high biochar content, and the proton is very important for chromium 6 removal. From the kinetic study, we already know that reduction is important for chromium 6 removal. But what's the chromium speciation loaded on the biochar? Is chromium 6, chromium 3, or both of them? In order to figure out this question, the desorption experiment is conducted. In the base and acid treatment, both of chromium 6 and chromium 3 are observed in the solution. It means that both of them exist on the biochar. And in the acid treatment, after 4 hours, there is no chromium 6. It's because the chromium 6 is reduced to chromium 3 at low pH. XPS analysis also observed both chromium 6 and chromium 3 peaks. It further supports that both of them exist on the biochar. In order to check the function groups involved in chromium removal, the FTIR analysis is applied. After reacting with chromium 6, we found a new peak of carboxylate group appeared at 1700, and the peak of hydroxyl group disappeared. It means that both of them participated in chromium 6 removal. The mechanism of chromium 6 removal by sugar beet tailing biochar can be explained in this figure. The 0.0 charge of this biochar is 7.32. So in the acid medium, this biochar has positive charge. And as we all know, the chromium 6 has negative charge. So the negative charged chromium is attracted to the surface of the positive charged biochar due to the electrostatic attraction. And from the pH influence experiment, we know that proton is very important for chromium reduction. So with the help of proton and electron donors from the biochar, like the function groups, the chromium 6 is reduced to chromium 3, and then part of the chromium 3 is released to the solution, and the other part is bonded to the biochar surface due to the complexation by the function groups. Here is my conclusion part. The optimum pH for chromium sorption is 2, and 98% and 79% of the chromium 6 and total chromium is removed. The chromium 6 removal is preferred at high biochar content. The chromium removal kinetic data fits well with the pseudo second order model and reached equilibrium within 16 hours. The Langmuir model provides better fit for the isotherm data, and the maximum sorption capacity calculated from this model is 123 mg per gram. The desorption experiment and XPS analysis found that both of chromium 6 and chromium 3 are loaded on the biochar. FTIR analysis observed that carboxylate and hydroxyl group participate in the chromium 6 removal. Finally, the chromium 6 removal mechanism can be explained by electrostatic attraction coupled with chromium reduction and complexation. Thank you. Yes, chromium 3 is less toxic, and the other problem is not so solid, it's not so mobile, so it's less, because it's not mobile, so in the water and in the soil it's okay. So
yeah, just wondering, in one of your biggest shoes, that you put the biochar actually some increase in the 3.
Oh. Oh, you mean this one? Oh, from this figure you see, because at the beginning of the experiment there are no chromium 3, the only is chromium 6. So the appearance of the chromium 3 because the chromium 6 is reduced to chromium 3. That's why it appears in the solution.
Do you think a use biochar can stimulate the reduction so it will be helpful for the remediation of toxicity in the environment?
Yeah, I think so. Because I also have control experiment. It had no biochar, only chromium 6, but after one day there are no chromium 3. So it means that the biochar do have the reduction effect for chromium 6.
Yeah, if you can look into that area, I think it would be very beneficial for environmental purposes.
Yeah, that's the future study. Okay.
You showed that the maximum removal happen at pH, the optimum removal happen at pH
2. Yes.
I'm just wondering what would be the practical application of this, if you have chromium contaminated soils, for instance, do we have pH of those soils around 6, around 2?
Yeah, I think at now maybe it's we can use this biochar for the wastewater, because in the most of the chromium six wastewater is usually acid. But for the soil, yeah, I think it's a problem because the pH of the soil usually is not so low. I think maybe for the water first.
But
the chromium 6 wastewater usually pH is low.
Did the pH change during the experiment?
Yes. At the beginning it's 2 and at the end it's 2.4. Yeah.
One last question.
Yeah.
Have you measured redox potential in this system? Because I guess you're superimposing the redox potential data in this graph would strengthen this data as far as the explanation for it.
No, I didn't do that.